Nolte, C-SPAN reinstates confirmed liar Steve Scully. By John Nolte on January 6, 2021. The media are so broken, confirmed liar Steve Scully, who lied about his Twitter account being hacked, is returning to C-SPAN. We view October's events as a singular episode in an otherwise successful 30-year C-SPAN career, C-SPAN said in a statement. And while it was appropriate in October for Steve to be immediately relieved of his duties leading our 2020 election coverage, we reiterate our belief that now, having completed a three-month administrative leave, he can continue to contribute to C-SPAN's mission. Although it feels like 100 years ago, back in October Scully was set to moderate the second presidential debate between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. The debate was eventually canceled. But after Scully was caught colluding with the Trump-hating Anthony Scaramucci, he claimed his Twitter account had been hacked. It seems pretty obvious that when Scully tweeted "Should I respond to Trump to Scaramucci?", Scully believed he was sending a private message. Oops! So to cover up his apparent collusion, Scully straight up lied to his employers at C-SPAN, who released a statement in his defense claiming their political editor was the victim of a Twitter hack. Last night a tweet from Steve Scully, C-SPAN's political editor, appeared on his timeline communicating with Anthony Scaramucci. Steve Scully did not originate the tweet and believes his account has been hacked. The Commission on Presidential Debates has stated publicly that the tweet was not sent by Scully himself and is investigating with the help of authorities. When additional information is available, we will release it. It was all a lie. Scully lied. He did in fact send the tweet to Scaramucci. His account was never hacked. He lied to the American people. He lied to his employers at C-SPAN. He lied to the Commission on Presidential Debates. Of course, we all knew this. The idea a hacker would use such a golden opportunity to tweet out something so cryptic and anodyne was ridiculous on its face. A few days later, Scully was forced to confess. For several weeks, I was subjected to relentless criticism on social media and in conservative news outlets regarding my role as moderator for the second presidential debate, including attacks aimed directly at my family. This culminated on Thursday, October 8, when I heard President Trump go on national television twice and falsely attack me by name. Out of frustration, I sent the brief tweet addressed to Anthony Scaramucci. The next morning when I saw that this tweet had created a controversy, I falsely claimed that my Twitter account had been hacked. Wah. Okay, but what about the two other times Scully claimed to have been hacked? This was not a one-off performed by some clown who melted under the debate spotlight like a little girl. Back in 2012 and again in 2013, Scully claimed his Twitter account was hacked. There is simply no sin in the establishment media that's fireable anymore. KNLL's Don Lemon has been credibly accused of sexual assault. Still on the air. KNLL's Chris Cuomo spent weeks lying about quarantining himself in his basement and was then caught, while contagious with the coronavirus, running around New York. Still on the air. MSNBC's Joy Reid got promoted after lying about her blog being hacked to explain away her homophobic posts. Promoted. What used to be a profession is now an elite country club. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.